Welcome to the Chapel Springs Church podcast. This week here on the podcast, we've been observing Holy Week together. And today's time of contemplation and reflection is brought to you by Pastor TJ Denman, the youth pastor here at Chapel Springs Church. He brings some beautiful insight to us on this Maundy Thursday. So let's go ahead and lean in to our time with Pastor TJ.
It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. John 13:1-3. This text shows us the beginning of Jesus' final meal, what we commonly know as the Last Supper. His final meal on this earth. Can you imagine the things that are going through his mind, thinking about what he is about to do, thinking about the actions that he's about to commit, how he's about to leave his disciples and see them start to have to live this thing out on their own? What is he processing? What is he going through? Though we don't know fully the thoughts that are going through Jesus' head, we do know some of the thoughts that are in Jesus' disciples' head as this is going on. For in Luke's gospel, we see a glimpse of their conversation, and that there is a debate going on amongst the disciples about who is the greatest amongst them. We don't know the exact details, but I can imagine it going something to the effect of Peter saying, "I am the one who he said is the rock on which he would build his church." That's not exactly what he meant. Plus, he also called you Satan. John, "I am the one who he called the beloved." "Yeah, but John, did your mom ask him to give you that title for you? Your mama's boy." Bartholomew raising his hand. "What about me?" The rest of the disciples looking at him. "Are you even a disciple? No one ever remembers you." And as this debate is going on amongst them about who is the greatest disciple, what is Jesus seeing? Jesus is seeing in his disciples a bunch of dirty feet and proud hearts. And so as the disciples are arguing who is the greatest, Jesus showed them exactly what the greatest is meant to do. As verse 4 says, "So he got up from a meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with a towel that was wrapped around him." The disciples start to see this, and at first are like, no way, Jesus, this is not proper, this is not common, this is counter to the culture of what would happen. You are the rabbi, and we are the disciples. We should be washing your feet. See, foot washing was a custom thing for them in their society, but it was an action that was actually disgraceful and humiliating for the person that was doing it, touching people's feet. Dirty, grimy, as they would be walking the roads that were covered with animal droppings, dirty feet, muddy feet. And Jesus takes the time and says, "No, I'm going to disgrace myself. I'm going to humble myself and serve you." This Jesus, who is the Alpha and the Omega, the one through whom all of creation was made, the one whom he speaks and galaxies are created, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one that every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess, the greatest, was yet the greatest servant. And disciples, having object to Jesus, to serving them in this way, they start to object. And Peter even fully says, "No, Jesus, you cannot do this for me." But Jesus says, "I must do this for you." And what they failed to realize is that Jesus had actually always been doing this. This is the God who surrendered his place in heaven and became a baby. This is Jesus who was known for meeting the needs of the outcasts of his society. the God who took the time to show love to children where the rest of culture shunned them away. See, this wasn't something Jesus was doing, but who he was. And when he finished washing their feet, continues in verse 12, he put on the clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I've done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly, I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." As we are called to follow in the way of Jesus, we are meant to emulate who he is. And who he is a servant. This is even partially why he goes to the cross, to serve all of humanity. The greatest one was the greatest servant. See, serving is not what we do, but who we are. And as we leave today, and as we go into this Easter weekend, may we emulate who Christ is, the Christ who is the greatest, but he's also the greatest servant. And so, Lord Jesus, I pray that we as your people, we as your people of Chapel Springs Church, will follow in your way. We'll follow in the example that you set before us. We'll emulate who you are. You are a servant. Serving is not something that we do, but it's who we are. So, Lord Jesus, empower your people to serve one another. In Jesus' name.